Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock, from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We are talking with two-time bodybuilding champion, vegan, Derek Treesize. And in the previous episode, we broke it down meal by meal exactly what this man eats in order to gain so much muscle mass that he stands on stage and makes everybody else look small and wins contests. In this episode, you're going to learn exactly, set by set, exercise by exercise, day by day, how he trains in order to gain all that incredible vegan mass. So let's not waste any more time. I bring to you Derek Treesize. Well, let's go into your training program. So let's talk about trying to gain as much mass as humanly possible. What does your training structure look like?
That actually has varied a lot over the years because of injuries. I have a number of injuries that I've had to work around.
Let's do this kind of piecewise. And, you know, if you were to minus your injuries, like, let's go back in a time when you feel like you were just making the biggest, baddest gains that you've ever seen in your life. Mm-hmm. And let's zone into like what that looks like or what that looked like.
Gotcha. And that's, I actually wrote some programs when I started trying to gain weight. When I gained that weight really fast in about 6 months or less, when I was eating more, I wrote programs for that purpose. And it, whereas I'd normally been doing a bodybuilding split, you know, a chest day, a back day, a leg day, I started doing total body programs 4 days a week instead of like 6 days a week.
So did you say total body 4 days a week?
Yeah.
Did you say 4 days? Okay, total body 4 days a week. I love that. Beautiful. Anybody could do 4 days a week.
Yeah, it worked really well. I would come in, I'd be like, all right, I need one big compound exercise for each of the major muscle groups. So not the small, like arms and calves. I'd be like, okay, I need a big compound move for legs, I need a big compound move for chest, I need a big one for back, and a big one for shoulders. And then, you know, once a week I would also just do, you know, an arm and calf day, basically. But I was doing 4 days a week of, okay, today I'll do bench press, pull-ups, squats, and overhead press.
Let's break it down. Let's pretend for a second. All right, it's Monday. Mm-hmm. What does Big Bad Monday look like?
Okay, that example will work. I'll do bench press, squats, barbell squats, pull-ups, and dumbbell overhead press seated. So that would be an example of the four big compound exercises I would do for the four different muscle groups.
Now, and let me make sure I got these right. So you got the bench press, you said squat, and then barbell squat. Did you mean just barbell squat, like not two different squats?
Yeah, I was correcting myself.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and then you got pull-ups, which I'm guessing are probably weighted pull-ups for you.
Oh yeah.
and then when you say dumbbell overhead press, are you talking about the same thing as like a military press, dumbbell military press, or shoulder press?
Seated shoulder press, exactly.
Okay, got it. All right, cool. So we got, all right, beautiful. So these are the big movements, right? So you got the bench press for the chest, upper body, squats for the lower body, pull-ups for the upper back, and then the seated shoulder press for the shoulders, upper body.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, and my thinking was, by doing one exercise per muscle group, I could go all out maximum intensity on that one exercise and be done with it, and then do that for my whole body and get massive hormone release just by stimulating all the muscle mass in my body. Because, you know, the same reason you train the legs and you get a big hormone response is because you're working so much muscle. So if you carry that thinking over across your whole body, you know, you're going to get a very big hormone response by working
your
whole body.
Yeah, and you do that freaking 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You do that 4 days a week as opposed to, like, you know, splitting it up once a week.
Mm-hmm. And the way I still got variety in is each day I would do a different exercise for that major muscle group. So one day I might do squats, the next day I might do lunges, the next day I might do leg press as my chosen leg exercise.
All right, so let's stay on Monday. Let's get the reps and sets in on these. So let's start in with, you'd get in there. First thing you do, you warm it up.
Definitely, you know, I like to warm up 5 minutes of cardio, I'm a big advocate of stretching, you know, dynamic stretching where you're moving around before exercise, static stretching after exercise where you're holding a stretch. Mm-hmm. I'm very big on stretching.
So you got some dynamic flexibility work, which for those of you who don't know what that is, Derek, kind of walk us through a couple of quick examples.
Sure. I mean, you can stand there, put your legs at double shoulder width apart, so they're pretty wide, knees straight, and then you can twist and reach towards one toe and then the other toe. So you're rotating at the waist, your legs are straight, so when you reach towards the toe, you're stretching your hamstring, but you're going back and forth, so you're not holding the stretch. And that's both warming you up and stretching the muscles out. The reason I do dynamic beforehand is because if you hold a stretch and do static stretching, that actually can fatigue your muscles, which will decrease performance before exercise. So dynamic stretching, you're stretching them, but they're still going to be warmed up, ready to go.
So you got 5 minutes of cardio, dynamic flexibility, and then does that complete your warm-up?
Yeah, aside from I'll do warm-up sets before every exercise, you know.
All right. What does your warm-up set look like? So you got the bench press, and so what is your? How do you figure out what your warm-up set looks like?
Well, I'll always do a set with the bar, just to see, you know, practice form, see how things are feeling, make sure there's no weird feelings in my wrists or shoulders or elbows or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then, depending on what weight I'm going to be using that day, the next set will either be right in between an empty bar and that starting weight, or a little bit closer to it. I'll either do two or three warm sets depending on how heavy I'm going to go.
Hmm. And how many reps are you doing?
For just the bar, I'll do 15 to 20. For the light warm-up set, if I'm doing more than one after that, I'll do 10 to 15. And then if I'm doing a heavier warm set, like let's say I'm going really heavy for lower reps that day, I'll want to do another warm set with heavier weight just to get used to more weight on the bar so it doesn't shock me. And I'll do maybe 6 or 8 reps there, but not even close to failure.
Okay, so you're keeping it, so you still have a lot of reserve left in the tank for your three warm-up sets, 2 to 3 warm-up sets. All right, great. And then finish your warm-up. What are your working sets like?
I do quite a bit of variety here. I love 5 sets of 5. I'm a big fan of that, especially for mass gain. I really like that for heavy strength work, 5 sets, 5 reps. But I'll vary it. I'll do a lot of 8 to 12 work, which is a standard bodybuilding range when you do somewhere between 8 and 12 reps for 3 or 4 sets. I'll also occasionally do maybe once a month, or maybe even less often than that, I'll do like 3 sets of 20 reps with maximal weight for these exercises, and that's pretty brutal.
And are you you ever vary the weight within the working sets?
Sometimes I'll do pyramids, if that's what you mean.
Pyramids, or are you pretty much staying as close to the weight, as close to the highest weight as possible for all the sets?
If I'm doing straight sets that way, where it's the same amount of reps per set.
Yeah, like 5 sets of, like when you do your 5 sets of 5.
Yeah, if I'm doing my 5 sets of 5, for example, I'll do every set as heavy as possible. So I'll start out ambitiously, and then I'll try and keep as heavy a weight as I can throughout.
Okay, so
what I do pyramids.
So what probably happens is you start hitting the weight, and then by set number 3 or 4, you're taking off like a half a plate or a little bit, so you can keep going and pushing the 5.
Depending, you know, if it's a good day and you're like, hey, that first weight was a little easy, sometimes you're adding weight.
Yeah.
The point is, always going to pretty much maximum effort.
Yeah, and so do you go to total muscular failure?
If I was doing this routine where I'm only working one exercise for that muscle group, then absolutely I would go to total muscle failure on almost every set.
So you got your spotter?
Normally. Yeah, you got your team of spotters. And but normally if I'm doing a split routine, more like I train now where you're doing one muscle group for a workout, like a chest day where I'm doing 3 or 4 exercises for chest, I will only take a couple of sets in the entire workout to failure because otherwise you're just going to be overkill.
Yeah, sure. I can imagine that. Cool. Oh, that's great. So now would you take this approach for all the exercises? So you got your bench press and then your barbell squats, same type of rep range, same type of warm-up
Absolutely.
Style?
Absolutely.
Pull-ups and your dumbbell seated shoulder press?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. All right. So that's Monday. Now, would you take a day off on Tuesday, or would you work out again?
Well, if I'm trying to get this in 4 days a week, I'd probably do 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on, 2 days off, you know, like take Wednesday off and the weekend, for example.
Mm-hmm. But so yeah, it'd be a Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday? Or Monday, Tuesday, Monday. Thursday, Friday, right?
Exactly.
That's great.
With a lot of clients, I've done it just 3 days a week, though, this style of working out, like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and that's worked really well also.
So going through the rest of the week, so on Monday you got bench press, squats, pull-ups, dumbbell seated, shoulder press. What does Tuesday look like?
Tuesday could be barbell rows, lunges, dumbbell incline press, and upright rows, for example. You know, just four big compound exercises.
And then Thursday?
I'm making that up out of thin air.
Are Thursday's exercises different than both Monday and Tuesday's, or do you go back to what you did before?
No, yeah, Thursday's can be different. Thursdays, I try to get as much variety as I can without getting away from the heavy compound exercises. And that's the point, is I don't want to get into isolation exercises or machine work too much.
Right.
So Thursday might be a decline barbell press for chest, deadlifts for back, leg press for legs, and then for shoulders, shrugs, something like that. And I'm making these up still. I'm just choosing big, heavy compound lifts for these different muscle groups. So I would plan it out a little better when I was doing it or if I'm doing it with clients, but you know, the idea is a different heavy compound exercise for that muscle group each workout.
You have a massive, massive back. What's your favorite exercise for building the back?
I would say the most effective one for me is pull-ups. My favorite one is deadlift, but just because of some core injuries I have, I don't do very many deadlifts anymore.
Mm. Did you used to do them back in the day to help you build a lot of mass?
Yeah, deadlifts were a very much a favorite of mine, and I would do, you know, fairly heavy weight for a lot of reps, and I have a lot of enjoyment out of it. But now pull-ups have been my main, probably main mass builder, although I do a lot of rows also.
Now, when you're doing your deadlifts, do you use an over and under grip or over and over or under and under?
I used over and under for a long time, but I stopped just for fear of a bicep tendon tear because the underhand grip puts a lot more stress on your bicep tendon, and when you're doing enough weight, you're risking a muscle or a tendon tear there. So mm-hmm. Now I do over, and that'll mean I'll have to use straps sooner. Just because it's harder to do a double overhand grip.
Yeah. And when you're doing your pull-ups, how high do you bring yourself?
My pull-ups are interesting. I like to do them very heavy and a little bit sloppy. So, you know, when I'm doing body weight, I'll go all the way up, touch my chest to the bar, go all the way down to a full stretch, nice slow tempo. But I also like to throw a lot of weight on there and do like a hard, explosive, almost jerky-looking pull-up. And a lot mm-hmm. of times I'll even have a spotter help me get the top 2 or 3 inches just because the strength curve on a pull-up, it's harder the higher you go. So I can do a ton of weight for the bottom half, but I might not be able to do full reps without a little bit of spot. But I found that works really well for me. If I do some heavy pull-ups, I get just a little nudge so I can get all the way up to the bar, and then I can knock out, you know, a set of 8 or 10 with a really heavy weight.
That's great. So if you're doing this type of plan, you got your Monday, you got your 4 day a week, you're hitting the big four, which I'm going to break it down so that you got back, chest, shoulders, and legs. Those you're taking care of 4 times a week. You're hitting them as hard as you can for one exercise each time. When do you get like your biceps and triceps and calves and abs in?
That'll be 1 or 2 times a week. It can either be, you know, tack it on to the end of one of those workouts or come back for a later session that day or on one of the rest days. Probably one of my faults as a bodybuilder is I took a longer time to pay attention to arms than I should have because they're not as fun. You can't do as much weight and stuff. but yeah, I would do those on a separate day. It might be a little easier on like if you're doing the big muscle groups 3 days a week rather than four, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You might you might put the small muscle groups, so biceps, triceps, calves, and abs, on Tuesday and Thursday. Or you might put them on one of the weekend days and one of the weekdays. But I would get those in probably twice a week. And same concept, one exercise, complete intensity on that one exercise, and then move on to the next thing.
How long do your workouts typically take?
These workouts can take a little longer, just because you're moving so much weight and you need a lot of rest. Like for squats and deadlifts, for example, you're going to need 3 minutes of rest probably between sets. So these workouts probably take 70, 80 minutes. My typical workouts nowadays take probably around 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay, that's what I'm going to ask you, is how much rest you're getting in between. So, I mean, do you rest to the point where you feel like you're ready to go at 100% again?
For the total body program I'm describing, yeah. Now I have to accumulate some more muscle fatigue, and I'm doing more of a bodybuilding split where I'm working one muscle group. So I'm keeping rest more to, you know, that 1 minute, sometimes 90 seconds or 2 minutes, but usually 1 minute. But on the big compound moves only workout, I definitely like to keep it longer because the objective is to go as heavy and hard as possible on every set.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I think we got it all down. This is badass. And you during the mass building phase, so let's say you've got yourself on the 4 day a week total body plan. Are you doing any cardio?
I didn't when I was doing this. You know, the thing was I was having to eat a ton. I was already smaller than I wanted to be, so I didn't want to burn any extra calories. I generally now would keep doing cardio no matter what, because my goal is to stay really lean even when I'm gaining. And for just as a general recommendation, cardio helps you stay lean and cardio helps you recover from exercise. So if you do cardio on a non-training day, you're going to increase circulation, you're going to speed recovery by delivering more blood supply to your muscles, that kind of thing. So if someone's an extreme hard gainer, I would tell them to do very little cardio, but still some.
And what kind of cardio do you do? What does your cardio look like when you do it?
I love swimming laps. That's something not a lot of people like to do. I like to do it because it puts absolutely no pressure on your joints. It's completely impact-free. But I also enjoy jogging. I like running sprints. Or I'll even get on a step mill or a treadmill if I have to.
So you're doing a combination of both steady state and intervals?
Yeah. Pre-contest, I'll do a lot of intervals. A lot more high-intensity work, and in the off-season, I'll just do one or two steady-state workouts a week.
How long do your cardio workouts last?
Rarely more than 30 minutes, usually closer to 20.
And that's both steady-state and the intervals?
Yeah, intervals are usually 20 or less, and steady-state is usually 20 to 30.
Great. That pretty much summarizes it right there. And then And then after your workout, after each workout, you said you do a lot of static flexibility, stretching?
Yeah. When I have time, the pre-workout stretching is more of a priority, but I definitely, you know, with clients or anything, because I work and I train people for a living, I get to stretch 3 or 4 times a day, which is a great job perk.
Oh, you're stretching with your clients?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, I saw you stretching the other day. I was like, damn, he's really flexible.
Yeah, it's been a priority, probably from doing martial arts and track and field and everything. I've always stretched a lot.
Let me just get this down, too. How long does your dynamic flexibility routine take?
It's very quick. It's probably 2 or 3 minutes.
2 or 3 minutes. And you're doing flexibility on the muscles you're about to work?
Whole body.
Whole body. Everything.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, we've got your mass building. Go ahead.
Sure. Sorry, I'm getting a low battery going on my phone. I wanted to warn you.
Oh, okay. Well, plug it in. we're almost done. So we've got your mass building nutrition recommendation. We got your mass building workouts, man. I got to thank you a ton for that. It's freaking awesome. So, you know, while you're going through this, let me just ask you, I mean, was there any point when you're building all this mass where you felt like you struggled or it was hard to do or you didn't want to get a workout in or it was hard or you had a hard time getting nutrition in? Because you're a business owner. You're busy working. And it's not like you can eat while you're training your clients. It's just – that's just a big no-no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just talking about general motivation, it's a struggle. I would say it's the biggest struggle when I get up at 4:30 in the morning and I have to do a hard leg workout. That's almost a weekly occurrence. It's like, oh, man, why am I going to do this? I'd rather be sleeping. Or with meals, like I told you, when I got up to 7,000 calories a day, that was just miserable because I was sick to my stomach all the time from being so full. But it's kind of like we were talking about earlier. I have a responsibility to be a representative, and the absolute best way that I can do that right now is to be a competitive athlete and to not tell people but to show people. And so that is a huge inspiration for me. I'm proving a point right now. I'm proving that you absolutely can be a successful and very competitive athlete on a plant-based diet, and not just an endurance athlete, a strength and muscular athlete. I'm proving that point. I'm also, you know, just very self-motivated. I'm one of those people that's more likely to work out too hard, too often, too much without enough rest than I am one of those people that's going to skip a workout. So that's just my own personality. I'm more likely to beat myself up and just overdo it than I am to underdo it.
Well, you definitely are a role model, my friend. It's so great, to have you, as we described, on our team. And you look great, you're definitely an inspiration. Let's talk about what you've been up to and what you got going on for the future.
Sure. Well, you know, we've been up to the Plant Built contest. That was a big thing recently, and that was a smashing success. All the vegan athletes did so well. I'm so excited for them, and obviously I did well too, and I'm very happy. Business-wise, we are, you know, we have the personal training studio here in Richmond where I work everyday training clients. And then we are working on expanding. Our website has a subscription-based portal where we have videos with exercise demonstrations, mini lectures, cooking demonstrations, workout. And that's something that we want to expand so that people who don't necessarily have the opportunity to work with me or, you know, aren't getting as much as they need from just our blog can subscribe and get me demonstrating how to do exercises, me talking about how to put together workouts, can see how to cook healthy whole foods in the kitchen, that kind of thing. So we're working on that. And we also have online personal training where, you know, we work with groups and try to help people lose body fat, gain muscle, and eat whole food, plant-based diets.
Beautiful. And how do people get access to that?
You go to our website, veganmuscleandfitness.com. There's an online training tab where you can request, you know, you can get in touch with us and request to be join one of our group training or one-on-one. And the way it works is it's email and Skype. So it's remote. We can do it from anywhere. I have clients from all over the world, actually. And we can do contest prep. We do just general fitness, general weight loss, muscle gain. So, yeah, you just get in touch through the website is the easiest way.
All right. His website is veganmuscleandfitness.com, and you can access the personal training online and then all of the subscription-based content that he talked about. Very, very cool. And what's the address for your fitness training studio?
Root Force Personal Training. It's at 1410 Hull Street in Richmond, Virginia, 23225. And you can also look up rootforcept.com, and that's actually where our video portal is also.
Okay, so that's where they can get at, that's where they can learn more about the fitness training studio. So it's Root, R-O-O-T, Force Training, PT, or sorry, Root Force PT or Root Force Training PT?
Root Force PT.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's rootforcept.com. And can people sign up for like a free consultation and so you can figure out and help them understand what you can do for them?
Absolutely. I do that in person. I haven't set that up for online clients as of yet, but I definitely, you know, I respond to emails when I receive them, and that's basically me going back and forth and talking to people about what we can do with them and what their goals are. But, yeah, I do free consultations for in-person clients. We meet and we, you know, go over what they're looking to do, talk about different package options, et cetera.
All right. Fantastic. Derek, you've been just so generous with your information and everything that we've been talking about today. It's just an honor to have you on the show. You're a champion. Congratulations on your first place bodybuilding win. I love you for that. And before we let you go, one of the biggest pieces of advice that you would love to give our audience before we go.
Excellent. Really, it's just that none of these things happen overnight. And I've worked with enough people and seen enough people struggle to see that, you know, we all want fast results. We all want this to happen in a day or a week or a month, and it doesn't work that way. You have to find that meal plan that you enjoy eating every day or the vast majority of days year-round. You have to find that workout that's going to make you excited to get to the gym or excited to go out and play a sport. You have to find those things that are going to keep you going for months and years, not days and weeks. And that's when you're really going to see your body change. That's when you're really going to see results happen. And, you know, if you're passionate about plant-based nutrition and veganism, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to everyone around you to do the best you can. Because even if you don't utter a word, you're going to be a role model. People are going to watch you and see you and be like, hey, that person's vegan. They'll see you ordering food at restaurants, getting foods in grocery stores. And, you know, you want to be the best representative you can. So it's important to go out there and be consistent and work hard and you know, look really healthy and vital and, you know, just be the best person you can in general.
Well, there you have it from the man himself, Mr. Derek Treesize. Thanks so much, brother, man. It was just awesome to have you on the show. So, folks, we're going to wrap it up right there. If you haven't already, make sure that you download your free muscle-building ebook at veganmusclebook.com. Also, make sure you get onto our Facebook page and join the discussion that we have right now. We're going to have a bunch of Derek's pictures, a lot of links to the stuff that he's doing, and it's a cool way for us all to continue this conversation, and you can even ask Derek questions through the page. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Also, check out our blog, too. Make sure that you just subscribe to that. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Enter your comments. We'd like to hear from you and know what your thoughts are on this episode. Did you like it? Did you think it sucks? Or do you have more questions for Derek that you'd like to ask? You can do that through our website, again, at veganbodyrevolution.com. And lastly, if you have any questions or if there's any way that you feel that we can help you, feel free to give me an email. Send it over to tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I am your host, Thomas Tadlock, from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.